Good morning. A cool northerly breeze developed last night across interior New York and New England behind a front that tracked from north to south through the region. That northerly breeze is also drying out the air mass for us today and pushing all of that steady and at times heavy rain southward into the mid-Atlantic region. The result will be a fair amount of sunshine, especially closer to the Canadian border today, with high clouds mixing in elsewhere. Thicker clouds closer to the coast, but everyone will be dry today. That northerly breeze will shift to the east, and temperatures will be cooler than yesterday, and most everyone will stay in the 60s for afternoon highs. Clouds will increase and thicken tonight, as that moisture will eventually win out and head back into our region. Showers will wait until late tonight across the lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of the Catskills, and through sunrise tomorrow, the showers will lift northward toward I-90. Eventually, rain will enter the picture for the entire area during the first part of the day on Saturday. Overnight lows will be back into the 40s and lower 50s across the region, then with clouds and showers common throughout the day tomorrow, maybe even a couple of bursts of rain or thunderstorms, temperatures will remain on the cooler side and only manage to get into the upper 50s to around 60. After this wave of low pressure passes through, leftover moisture will keep showers in the forecast for Sunday morning, but the trend will be for drier weather in the afternoon, maybe even some sunshine, and that will help push temperatures back into the lower to mid 70s for the second half of the weekend. High pressure will keep it dry on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s before the next front approaches with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the lower 70s with cooler weather headed in behind that front for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, numerous showers and thunderstorms will track from the south central states through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and into the mid-Atlantic over the next couple of days as that tropical moisture continues to lift northward out of the Gulf of Mexico and interacts with that stationary front draped across the region. The best chance for heavy to excessive rain will be along the boundary from the central Appalachians to the mid-Atlantic in association with that disturbance lifting northward. The Weather Prediction Center has highlighted this region in a slight risk for excessive rainfall today with a moderate risk tomorrow. Flash flood watches and warnings have been issued for most of New Jersey and Delaware, west and south into the Virginias, including Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Another active region will be the central and southern high plains of Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. This area will have scattered to widespread thunderstorms as Gulf moisture lifts northward ahead of an approaching trough. Strong to severe thunderstorms are expected to develop within this region, and the Storm Prediction Center has identified this sector of the country as having a slight risk for severe weather with strong wind gusts and hail the primary risks. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 28 degrees with a northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 32, 48% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.28 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City cloudy with a shower possible, lower 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature 70, that's 11 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 64 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is now 1.22 inches below normal, and 13.34 inches for the year, which is 31 hundredths of an inch of precipitation above normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month now, 27, that's 21 above normal, and also 27 for the season, which is 17 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 48. The record high 94 set in 2017 and in 1962, and the record low 29 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in late tonight and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Thickening clouds tonight with showers moving in after midnight and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Thickening clouds tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain moving in early in the day across the region, becoming steady, perhaps some heavier bursts with a thunderstorm possible, remaining cool with highs staying in the 50s. Showers Saturday night and Sunday morning, partly sunny Sunday afternoon in the lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s Monday. Another chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, lower 70s. Breezy on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds lower 70s and mostly sunny and cooler in the 60s again on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.